This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sherbaud Dewa virtually addresses BIMSTEC Summit. Prime Minister stresses collective efforts of BIMSTEC member countries for reviving regional development. Election Commission directs political parties to ensure inclusive representation in local level elections. Communication and Information Technology Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki expresses government's commitment to protecting press freedom. And US says Russian President Vladimir Putin is being misled by his advisers on the Russian military performance in Ukraine. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbaud Dewa has said it is imperative for the Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC, to strive for green, flexible, inclusive and resilient development. Virtually addressing the 5th BIMSTEC summit yesterday, Prime Minister Dewa said the BIMSTEC member states must unite to tackle new and old challenges such as climate change, the COVID-19 pandemic, poverty and inequality. Prime Minister Dewa said BIMSTEC had provided member countries with a platform to cooperate in areas including regional security and technology transfer, stating that coordination among citizens, society and the market was needed for the development of the region. Prime Minister Dewa expressed confidence that the BIMSTEC grassroots connectivity project would help in the construction of infrastructures including roads, railways and waterways. The heads of the state and government of BIMSTEC member countries had virtually addressed the conference that was hosted by Sri Lanka. Meanwhile, the summit adopted the BIMSTEC Charter following a virtual signing ceremony. The summit also endorsed three new instruments. The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Dr. Naren Kharga, signed the BIMSTEC Convention on Mutual Legal Assistance in Criminal Matters and the Memorandum of Association on the Establishment of Technology Transfer Facility in Colombo on behalf of the Government of Nepal. Similarly, the Joint Secretary and the Head of the Regional Organization Division at the Ministry, Mr. Ghanashyam Bhandari, signed the Memorandum of Understanding on the Mutual Cooperation between Diplomatic Academies, Training Institutions of the BIMSTEC Member States. The chairmanship of BIMSTEC, which was held by Sri Lanka for the last 3.5 years, has now been handed over to Thailand. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Naren Kharga called on the President of Sri Lanka, Gotabaya Rajapakse, in Colombo yesterday. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs said the matters related to bilateral ties and ways to upgrade economic cooperation between the two countries were discussed during the meeting. Likewise, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Kharga met with his Sri Lankan counterpart, Professor G.L. Peris, in Colombo yesterday. The ministers discussed matters of common interest, including the post-pandemic recovery, economic partnership, cultural connection and regional cooperation. The Election Commission has directed the political parties to ensure the inclusive representation of all while filing candidacy in the local level election to be held on the 13th of May. The spokesperson of the Commission, Saligram Paudel, said the Commission also urged the political parties to remain committed to the Constitution and existing laws while heading election-related activities. The Commission also asked the political parties to ease the voting process for elderlies and differently abled people as well, reminding the political parties about the 175 vacant ward member post in the Dalit women quota in the last local election. The Commission asked the parties to file candidacy as per the constitutional provision. Yesterday itself, the Election Commission issued the Local Level Election Directive 2079 Bikram Samvat. As per the directive, the eligible person filed for election candidacy should self-declare his status, age, qualification and the name on the voter list. In addition to the self-declaration by the election candidate, the directive has incorporated the provision for election officers, the chief returning officers, voting officers and employees. The Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, has said the government is committed to protecting and promoting press freedom. Speaking at a program organized on the occasion of the 67th anniversary of the Federation of Nepalese Journalist FNJ in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Karki applauded the roles of journalists and media in strengthening democracy and battling COVID-19 pandemic. The communication minister added that the government had made various policy level and legal provisions for the welfare of the journalist. Likewise, communication secretary Dr. Boykunta Arial said the ministry was always ready to support journalists in enhancing their professional skills. Similarly, chair of the Federation of Nepalese journalist Bipul Pokhrel said the journalist umbrella organization was sensitive in terms of maintaining media decency but opposed any attempt intended to curb press freedom. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14## डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to more news now. The Global Water Leadership Program has been implemented in Nepal with the objective of supporting leadership development for improved water, sanitation and hygiene services and climate adaptation. The program is being implemented in collaboration with the World Water Partnership, UNICEF, Sanitation for All and Water Sanitation Joint Monitoring Program for Sanitation and the World Health Organization. The program will run until the year 2024. The program has been implemented in 10 countries including Nepal, Bangladesh, Chad, Central African Republic, Madagascar, Palestine, Rwanda, Tanzania and Uganda. The Water and Energy Commission of Nepal said it was confident that the program would help the government to implement effective and inclusive climate resilient water policies and strategies and help maintain climate resilient communities. Speaking at a workshop organized yesterday to discuss the preparations for the implementation of the program, Secretary of the Commission, Dinesh Kumar Khimire, said that the program was implemented to fulfill the international commitment expressed to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to an international update now. The US has said Russian President Vladimir Putin is being misled by his advisers on the Russian military performance in Ukraine. The White House said it has intelligence of tensions between Vladimir Putin and his military leadership. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has also said forces are being preparing for a new Russian offensive in the east and has promised to fight for every meter of Ukrainian territory. More than 4 million people have fled Ukraine amid Russia's offensive, according to United Nations figures. Ukraine has said peace talks between Moscow and Kiev will resume online on Friday. Nepal defeated Malaysia in the second match under the Tri-Nation T20 International Cricket Series. Nepal defeated Malaysia by 6 wickets. The match was played yesterday at the Thiruvan University Cricket Ground in Kirtipur. With this achievement, host Nepal registered a second straight victory in the series. Nepal on Monday won the opening match against Papua New Guinea by 15 runs. Nepal will again play Papua New Guinea today. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Province No. 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur at a few places in the hilly regions of Province No. 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister Shyamabhadewa virtually addresses BIMSTEC Summit. Prime Minister stresses collective efforts of BIMSTEC members for reviving regional development. Election Commission directs political parties to ensure inclusive representation in local level election. Communication and Information Technology Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki expresses government's commitment to protecting press freedom. And US says Russian President Vladimir Putin is being misled by his advisers on the Russian military performance in Ukraine. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next English news bulletin will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.